This is an interview of Miss Glissman as part of Alison's HSC Australian History option, recorded on the 25th of July 1985 at the home of Mr. Roy Harris in Salisbury Road, Beaconsfield Upper. Who was the first permanent resident of Beaconsfield Upper?
John Glissman.
What relation are you to John Glissman?
Granddaughter. Daughter became the son.
Do you know who some of the other pioneering families in the area were?
Morris, Albers, Gough. Some of these went really poor years.
It's got up here.
1903.
It came from the post office in 1903. I thought there might have been some on it.
Yes. The palace and shorty houses were.
Any over the back?
This is just one, I think.
Kirwan, the storekeeper. Hello. Gough.
Not the early ones. Turn that off for a minute. Right?
What did the first permanent settler achieve?
Clear the property, planted an orchard, farmed and made a living, made a couple of living.
Built his own home, didn't
he? Yes.
Built his own home with timber sawn on the property.
What year was that?
1873.
How did the early pioneers establish a community?
Well, I don't know. I can't answer that.
Did the gold rush have any effect upon the establishment of the community?
There was a little bit of a gold rush down in the Haunted Gully amongst a lot of Chinese, but they didn't do much good.
Why did John Glissman and other settlers decide to settle in the area?
Well, John Glissman decided to settle here because he couldn't make a living where he was in Dandenong.
Were the various methods undertaken by the pioneers in order to make a living?
Fencing, contracting for fencing, whatever they could do until the orchards were established.
Of the pioneer families, did any become rich due to their decision to settle in the area?
Well, they were comfortable, but I don't think you'd call them rich.
Where was John Glissman's property situated?
Out. Way out in Algebraic Road, it was originally known, now it's Footroad.
Can you tell me what life may have been like for these pioneers?
What? Very hard and very rough. They had to keep it up with a lot of makeshifts and do without. Even a Beckett was a register of something to do with the Church of England. He was a nice man. My family had a boarding house down the road, family. Mr. Kerr was a diamond for the Berwick Council for years. He lived out in Dewhurst. Christy was an old man that lived in a hut down past the hotel and had a miner's rod, lived with a miner's rod. He was just a laborer. Cregan was just a laborer. His youngest children went to school when I was in school. Dale lived out over the creek. Oh no, I just knew him. This man, David, he was an orchardist of the latter part. And Hans was the carpenter. That was my father. And John was a contractor and then an orchardist. He had a boys' school in, he taught at a boys' school in Melbourne. Miss Hedricks had Salisbury House part of the time as a boarding house, and one of them married Arthur Shorthouse that later had the mail contract and the coach business. David Jones was a sea captain. He lived at Narre Warren, but he owned property over here. Kirwan took the store down here, and he had the post office there for years. Lad lived out at Dewhurst stores, they called it in those days North Beaconsfield, and his girls went to school with me. Duncan McQueen lived in North St. George's Road and he had an orchard. Sir Pilatus lived over on the other side of the creek. Stony Creek Road, and he was a bit of everything, and had a post office in Leesburg and a post office there.
I remember them.
Coon House lived at the corner of St. George's Road and Emerald Road, and he was a coach, had a mail contract and a coach service between here and Beacon Street. Chinnam lived out in North Beacon Street for the Lord's. And Tyler lived out there too. Wheeler, he was just an odd job man. He lived over there in Chickalow's Road. Reverend James Wilson lived on the other side of the road there in Coastal, and he was very, very popular.
That's all now.
Could you tell me what life was like growing up here?
I was educated at the state school and then just stopped home. I don't remember much about where I lived out in the bush.